This is the Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
Yes, it is, and Jeff Bellinger stands by.
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Clicking here, Jeff. All right, Netflix. Some content is drawing scrutiny in Washington, such as what, sir?
Well, three senators have written to the streaming service's co-CEO saying they are concerned about the number of shows that depict smoking or vaping. The senator cited a Truth Initiative report which says Netflix shows aimed at young people include more smoking and vaping than shows on any other channel, and it's been going on for 4 years now.
So if they stop, somebody else will be number one.
You never know.
That's how it works. All right. Air safety regulator in France issued a safety warning for airlines flying anywhere around Russia.
Yeah, they say the regulator says airlines need contingency plans to ensure that flights remain safe. The head of France's Civil Aviation Authority says the Russian military has been jamming satellite navigation systems used by commercial aircraft since the start of the war in Ukraine. Pilots have reported disruptions around the Black Sea and over eastern Finland. The official says he doesn't think the goal is to jam civil aviation, but he says it's collateral damage.
I'm reading this right. It seems like a strange way to do your business, but JCPenney will end its efforts to bring in new customers.
No, you are reading it just right. There's a new sheriff in town, JCPenney, and he's not going to bend over backwards trying to win over younger, hipper customers. The new CEO, Mark Rosen, tells the Wall Street Journal his focus will be on the budget-conscious families that already love the chain and shop there regularly. Rosen's predecessors have introduced various programs to attract millennials, appliance buyers, yoga enthusiasts, and other groups, and all without success.
Hey, millennials, who needs you? See, right? Tell them. Tell them, pennies. All right, where are futures, please?
All right, still higher ahead of the jobs report. S&P futures up 22 points now. NASDAQ futures are up 80. The Dow futures are up 175. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, it is Friday, about 12 after 8 o'clock right now. 700 WLW standing by. Is Mr. Kevin Carr of FatGuysAtTheMovies.com. Everything you want to know about movies, movies, and more movies. Kevin Carr, good to talk to you again, sir. How's life with you?
Oh, life is good. I'm just watching movies. How about you?
That's about it. That's about it. Well, I'm watching movie trailers.
Well, that's good. And that's a start.
Yeah. Then I look at it and go, no, I don't feel like seeing that. No, that's not so much up my alley. A couple of them you want to talk about. One is, where did it go?
Morbius.
Looks like a very dark. I hit the wrong button. Looks like a very dark movie, as a matter of fact.
It is a very dark movie. It's a dark movie in the sense that it's hard to see. It's right. So dark, and there's so much overdone digital effects that sometimes it's impossible to actually see what's going on in the film. That tends to get in the way of a movie. But the story follows Jared Leto as this doctor with this rare blood disorder. So in order to try to cure himself, he injects vampire bat DNA into himself.
Good thinking.
You know, when has that ever caused a problem for the human race? But he then turns into a vampire and gets kind of powers of bats, even though they're not really powers of bats. Look, this is based on a comic book, and I think the comic book's probably pretty good. You got to understand, when it's a Marvel movie, this is not part of the Avengers. This is Sony kind of going rogue and trying to make their own movies with the big Marvel splash screen. This has nothing to do with, you know, the Avengers and the Hulk and Iron Man and all them, you know, the good movies.
Yeah.
This one's
the real superheroes, the real ones.
Well, not I'm not saying real. I'm just saying the ones that make pragmatic sense. Because this one, it's meant to be this sort of science fiction-y thing, but they don't even like hit the threshold of like comic book science fiction stuff. I mean, you know, you can believe that a billionaire builds a super suit from weapons he designed. You're like, okay, I can wrap my head around that. This one, not so much. It feels like a superhero movie that was like made in the 90s that wasn't very good and just got worse over time.
That just looks depressing, to be honest with you.
It's depressing because it's so poorly executed.
Well, when it's that dark, I could fall asleep very easily. It's a good thing there's a lot of explosions and stuff.
They got explosions. It's just very, very dark explosions.
Yeah, it's amazing how they accomplished that. All right, so Morbius, that's Morbius. See it at your own risk. Then, I guess launching on Disney Plus is Moon Knight. That's Knight with a K-N. Tell me about Moon Knight, please.
Moon Knight is actually from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This is what tied into the Avengers, even though it doesn't have them in there in this series yet. It's a 6-episode series, sort of like WandaVision or Loki, that's on Disney Plus. They just dropped the first episode this week, and there's going to be one for the next 6 weeks. And it stars Oscar Isaac as works at a museum in London, and he starts. Weird things happen to him, and he's wondering if he has like another personality or like something's happening to him when he falls asleep, if he's living a secret life, and then he has like this connection to somebody that allows him to connect to this superhero figure, this ancient Egyptian connection that's basically this Moon Knight superhero. It's a little bit out there. It's kind of bizarre, but it's kind of cool too. And it's a slow burn. They're taking their time to reveal the story over multiple episodes that are not, you know, it's a lot to bite off, and they don't give you everything in the first bite.
So there weren't any movies made that are somewhat realistic about something that actually happened in the world or could happen conceivably.
Well, I mean, you know, we just had the Oscars, so, you know, those are your serious movies, that the biopics and the realistic stuff.
So will his antics come back to haunt Will Smith?
Oh, they already are. Absolutely. I mean, I think what we're seeing right now is the Mel Gibsonification of Will Smith, where people are going to start looking at him a little closer and be like, you know, maybe this guy isn't the nicest guy in the world, and maybe this guy has some problems, and maybe he should seek professional help. And I think it's gonna reflect poorly on him, and not just because of what happened in a moment of anger, but the story coming out that they asked him to leave and he refused. I mean, what was he challenging?
Now they're hedging on that. Now they're saying they may have suggested that he leave, and he said, "No, I want to make this right and apologize."
Yeah, that sounds too much like spin.
Well, you can't make it right. Not that quickly.
Well, and then he goes up there and has a speech about love and apologizes to everybody but the guy hit in the face.
I know.
So, yeah, he was in the wrong 100%. And to the point of this not helping the situation, it didn't help Jada Pinkett Smith out at all, because now everybody's talking about her, and I'm seeing memes everywhere that are making fun of her. So all he did was just put a big spotlight on her and make them look like wannabe victims.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about our pal Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Because he's filmed like 4 movies here in recent times. He did 8 movies just last year to the point where the Razzies came up with their own category, which was worst Bruce Willis performance in a 2021 movie, since he did 8 of them. They've since backed off on that. I never see his movies. I mean, they film them here, and I'd be curious, you know, if it's I'm watching HBO or Netflix show and anything. If there's a movie filmed here, I'll watch it just to see how well they did. I've never seen any of his movies pop up anywhere to be viewed.
Yeah, well, the thing is, a lot of times, especially when somebody starts having problems for whatever reason, whether they're behavioral problems or medical problems, aren't able to do the big, huge releases, or even you just go down in your career, you'll tend to slum it in the direct-to-video world. I mean, that's basically what Nicolas Cage did to pay off his debts, was just made 15 movies a year, and they all went to, like, direct-to-DVD or something like that. And you get that to happen. And I haven't seen all 10 movies that came out in 2021, but I've seen a couple of his films, and they're not good. And a lot of them, he just kind of has a walk-on scene. As I understand, those walk-on scenes were more necessary to, you know, work around his own personal restrictions that we now know have medical reasoning behind it. So, you know, I mean, he has my sympathy. I mean, look, the Razzies are going to take their pot shots. But
well, I think he has everybody's sympathy. I don't doubt that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, we didn't know. You're making a bunch of terrible movies, and oh my gosh, now here's a horrible reason why you're doing them. I'm not going to make fun of you for that.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean, I just wonder whether he was being used by management to make some cash here as quickly as we can. I don't know. I don't know that he needed the money. Maybe somebody else wanted the money. That's the part that gets me. I think maybe he was being led around.
I don't know what his personal finances. I mean, it might have been one of those things where he realized he has a limited time left, and cash in when you can, because, you know, it's not like there's a retirement plan for mega actors out there.
Yeah, I mean, some said basically he was there long enough to make sure he was in the trailer.
No, that's I've seen a couple of these movies. That's fair. He's a lot of times he's not a main character in them, but they'll put him in it. And, you know, like I said, I mean, there's a lot of people who do direct to video, and I don't know what his personal finances are or what his personal situation is. I caution people to the stampeding towards abuse of somebody as the reasoning behind it. I think sometimes he's possibly just, like I said, I think if anything, he's probably trying to just get the purse when he has it.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because recently I read the Wall Street Journal, and on Friday they do this section called Home, and it's usually about expensive homes that have sold. And I know I've seen his name pop up twice in recent months. I'm like, that's weird. I think I just saw Bruce Willis sell a house for $20 million 2 months ago. And so I guess it explains some of that, too.
They might be liquidating assets. Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I saw Betty White's homes up for sale.
Wow.
Well, there's a reason for that. But
yeah. All right, so nothing really worth seeing this week, I guess.
Well, not in the theaters. I mean, Moon Knight's good, but you got to kind of stick with it. And it's something you got to wait several weeks to get the full effect, but it's worth checking out. But yeah, no, stay away from Morbius. I mean, it's a vampire movie, so you expect it to suck a little bit.
Sure, I get it. All right, Kevin Carr, fatguysatthemovies.com is where we see all of your stuff. And go enjoy your weekend. Have a good time.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
You bet. Adios. Makes it 8:21 now, 700 WLW. Makes it Chucky's turn.
That's right, it is.
Did I ask you if you'd seen any of these Bruce Willis movies?
You did ask me that earlier this morning, and I have not.
You have not, no.
Mm-mm. Only heard that the one was made here in town.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will look over the course of the weekend and see if I can find one. The one Brian mentioned sounds pretty cool. Did you hear that? So. A great shoot 'em up along Yateman's Cove and the riverfront.
Yeah, but you'll be watching that now for a different reason.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe I just like a good shoot 'em up from time.
Well, yes, I was thinking more about, oh, I recognize that, or I recognize that.
Right, sure.
Yeah. Now, you're going to say, oh, Bruce isn't looking
part
too
of
good.
The idea. All right, meanwhile, in the world of traffic, not a big day.
No, not at all, and cleaning up the problems that we did have. From the UC Health Traffic Center, on National Doctors Day, we recognize physicians at UC Health for leading the region in breakthroughs and involving the health of our communities. The one that's left, the wreck that's left, is on southbound 275's ramp to eastbound 74. This is at the Colerain split. Left side's blocked off. Traffic's still getting by on the right, so there's not a huge delay. Had a problem southbound 71 below Pfeiffer. That's been taken care of. Crews are still working with a three-car wreck on North Bend at Banning. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
Nine, first warning, weather center forecast today. A lot of clouds around, and we'll get up to around 48 degrees, 48 of them. Tonight, it's clear, so it's cool, it's 31. Tomorrow, the clouds build back in. Maybe an isolated shower tomorrow afternoon, topping out at 56. Sunday's a bit better. We could hit 60. We'll have some sun, and it'll be dry all day. Yay. Temp right now, still 36 degrees. 700 WLW.
He was the king of rock and roll. Elvis Presley, but was he the king of something else?
He was king of the planet Nubnik.
Could it be that Elvis was really a space alien who fled his home planet?
There was this horrible war, and the elders, they wanted to keep Elvis safe.
Listen to the Spaceman in Graceland podcast.
There are a lot of shows to listen to these days. Make sure it's a show worth your time. I suggest The Scott Sloan Show.
I face the same problems you do, so let's talk about them and have a little fun along the way.
Check out Sloaney this morning at 9. On 700 WLW. And be sure to catch his podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
This report is sponsored by WhatsApp. No one should read your personal messages. That's why WhatsApp uses end-to-end encryption. It protects whatever you send before, during, and after you send it. So no one, not even WhatsApp, can read your messages. Always message privately. WhatsApp.
You know why GiveMeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer? Because we've made it so...
...com or call 451-4800.
Yeah. Getting close to 8:30 in news time at 700 WLW. Still have my pal Beard Dave to get to. He'll be at about 10 till, 8 till, 9 o'clock, something like that. And there's a lot going on in the world of beer. A lot moving and shaking out there today, including the winner of that big Inquirer poll. Somebody has been crowned. If you don't know, then you'll find out for sure from him in just a few. Meanwhile, our friends at Disney have gotten rid of ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls in any greetings because they want to be inclusive. And there's a couple takes on this. Number one, getting rid of designated people doesn't seem like a seems like an odd way to include them. It's almost like you're excluding them. We're not going to say this anymore in the interest of including people. Not going to say what? Boys and girls? So you're taking them out? Yes. Why? To be inclusive. It's just amazing the way some people's brains work anymore. But the boys and girls, I mean, what's the third option? Who's being left out of that one? If somebody is transgender, transing from male to female or female to male, number one, you should never do that when you're as young as a boy or a girl. You do that when you're an adult. I mean, if you are so persuaded and inclined, wait till you're an adult and do that. You don't do it when you're a child. Countless things we don't let children do because they're too young. And changing the way you're going to live for the rest of your life and deciding on that before you're 12 years old is downright asinine. And I'm amazed that medical professionals actually are willing to do it. But anyway, yes, that's the latest. They're going to exclude them in the interest of inclusion. And if somebody can think of the point that's missing, if boys and girls is exclusionary, who is it that's losing out? Let me know. Thank you. You can use that squawk button on the iHeartMedia app if you want to. Meanwhile, it is 8:30. Got to do the news. We are News Radio 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
Heading into the weekend, looking for gas prices to dip a little. This is the 8:30 report. I'm Sandy Collins. Breaking now, that's the word from the White House. President Joe Biden announcing he'll release from the Strategic Oil Reserve 1 million barrels per day, every day, for the next 6 months. ABC's chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, has more.
We very much expect to see prices continue to fall in the coming days and weeks. According to analysts, they might not get that much farther below $4 a gallon, but they certainly won't climb above $5 a gallon, which was a fear in the midst of this escalation. And with the summer driving season around the corner, anything is on the table here because that is when Americans drive more. We consume more. Prices tend to rise then.
Now, the average price of gas in the tri-state is $3.96. This morning, according to CincyGasPrices.com. We're also seeing it as low as $3.66 at some UDF and Speedway gas stations. Let's check that latest traffic and weather together.
From the UC Health Traffic Center on National Doctors Day, we recognized physicians at UC Health for leading the region in breakthroughs and improving the health of our communities. You won't have trouble getting to the gas station this morning. Southbound 75, there's no longer a delay through the Laughlin split. Northbound 75 cleared out through the cut a few minutes ago. They're still working with an accident on South 275's ramp to eastbound 74, but you can get by that without a major problem. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
Now the latest forecast from the Train Heating and Cooling Weather Center on News Radio 700 WLW.
Our morning forecast starts with a few isolated snow showers. Yes, I realize it's April Fool's, and no, it's not a joke. Temperatures end up at 48 this afternoon as clouds decrease. We'll get back to actually a partly cloudy sky. Tonight, few clouds and colder down to 31, followed by a mostly cloudy Saturday forecast. High 56 with some isolated showers developing in the afternoon. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning Meteorologist Jennifer Ketchmark, News Radio 700 WLW.
We are seeing some light snow flurries, mostly in northern Kentucky, kind of seeping into Cincinnati near Cheviot and Cleves, but nothing really sticking. There is a little bit of rain right around Fort Thomas on the radar. Right now, Cincinnati 34 degrees at News Radio 700 WLW. Channel 5 is reporting a strange story today. A 23-year-old woman is accused of impersonating the family member of a man hospitalized in Edgewood and made end-of-life decisions for him. This patient, 58-year-old David Marcus, died on Sunday. While his daughter said he didn't want to live on life support, somebody else told the hospital to take him off life support. The ruse was discovered when that man's daughter called and talked to a nurse who said the impersonator was there with her. Later, nearly $3,000 was missing from the man's wallet. Police have arrested Melissa Jones, who called him her uncle, though they are not legally related. With all of the controversy over Ohio's voting districts still unresolved, one fact remains constant. There's a big shortage of poll workers. Workers are paid for that day and need to be trained before the upcoming primary, and time is running short. Contact the Board of Elections if you want to work on Election Day. If you're spreading Skippy on your toast this morning, maybe your bagel, be sure to check to see if it's among the recalled peanut butter from Skippy. The company recalling 9,000 cases of these kinds of peanut butter. It's reduced fat creamy, reduced fat chunky peanut butter, and creamy with plant protein peanut butter. The best buy dates are early May 2023. They have a batch that was tainted with some fragments of steel. Would not go down very easily. And the jobs report coming out this morning, analysts are expecting at least 450,000 new jobs created in March, and they're expecting the unemployment rate to go down. We'll let you know. I'm Sandy Collins. Next update at 9 o'clock on News Radio 700 WLW.
This report is sponsored by AllworthFinancial.com, helping thousands meet their retirement goals. Need straight talk?
Money. Can you believe it? It's time for the latest business news. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Goosebump City.
Here it comes, the Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
All right, Mr. Bellinger, one more time, then the weekend is here.
Yes, nope. It is.
All right, the employment report, we got the numbers. They were hoping for 500,000. What did we get?
Well, job creation, not as strong as economists thought, but it was still really solid, very strong. The Labor Department reports 431,000 workers were added to payrolls in March. Now, we also note that the number of jobs added in February, though, was revised upward to show 750,000 new jobs. It was originally reported at 678,000. The nation's unemployment rate last month fell back another 0.2 percentage point. It's now at 3.6%.
How about that? A new Swatch watch leaves marks on people's wrists.
Yeah, some Swatch customers, they bought a new budget version of the company's Omega-branded watches, took to social media. They're complaining that their watches left dye marks on their wrists. A Swatch spokesperson responded to questions from Bloomberg News, assuring customers the dye is completely harmless and will vanish over time. The spokesperson said the dye bleeding is a rare occurrence. It results from the high amount of pigment used to achieve strong color. A Swatch's quality management people have already taken action to correct the situation.
All right, our friends at UPS, I'm trying to picture this, going to start testing four-wheeled cargo bikes.
Yeah, these are electric cargo bikes, trying them out in some big cities. Reuters says the quad bikes are part of the company's push into electric vehicles. The bikes are made by a British company. They'll be used in densely populated urban markets, and the first cities to get them will be in Europe. There's a picture of it attached to the Reuters story. You can find it online. These bikes look like mini UPS trucks.
That's interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Futures, please.
Okay, holding on to the gains after that jobs report. S&P futures are up 17 points. NASDAQ futures are up 58. And the Dow futures are up 135 points. Have a great weekend, Mike. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
Round and round. It's almost 8:40 at 700 WLW. Da-da-da-da-da-da. A lot of response on a point I made this morning. The story has to do with the fact that with gas over $4 a gallon, more and more people are stealing gas. But it's hard to siphon gas like you could back in the old days because the tank is made, there's blockage, so you can't get the tube down there or the hose to suck the gas out. So now people are drilling holes in gas tanks and stealing the gas that way. And the story mentioned that they tend to hit SUVs because they sit higher off the ground. There's more room for them to work underneath to drill a hole in the gas tank. And I stated at the time, it would seem to me at some point, there's going to be some spark when you're drilling through metal. And I would think something could go boom. And I know that it's the vapors that catch fire, not the liquid itself with gasoline. But at some point, I would think you've got vapor and spark at the same time. I mean, I've gotten plenty of messages from people saying, no, it's not. It's the vapor. I would just think at some point when you're drilling through metal into gasoline, there's a chance of those two things coming together and going kaboom about 1 foot from somebody's face, most likely. But it hasn't happened yet. So the point is, if you can garage your car, garage your car. and that SUVs are a bigger target than your standard sedan. And now you know. All right, what do we have? What do we have? The stories. I've shared one or two here about the amount of drinking they do in Wisconsin. No state holds a candle to the alcohol consumption of people in Wisconsin for whatever reason. Long winters will be a part of it. Green Bay Packers could be a part of it. I don't know. But people drink a lot in Wisconsin. So the state is looking for ways to rein in the drinking, none of which I believe will do any good, but they have their bright ideas. They had a task force put together of community organizations, healthcare people, state government agencies, the alcohol industry, everybody they could find to hatch a plan to rein in the drinking. First idea, raise the price of alcohol. Reducing the density of alcohol outlets. Now, that would be, you know, taking liquor licenses away from whatever, one of every four, one of every three, I don't know. Compliance checks to make sure outlets are not selling to children. All right, that's a good idea. Metrics to help communities identify where excessive drinking is happening most frequently. I would think the communities already know that. Screenings and brief interventions. I don't know what that means. Additionally, they want to stop sales of alcohol at gas stations, ban alcohol advertising on mass transit vehicles and property. I don't know why that would be, because if you're taking mass transit, you're not driving, and I would think they would like that, but they want to ban the advertising there for some reason. They want to ban consumption based on drink specials, which happened in Ohio a long time ago. Used to have, they changed happy hour laws probably late 80s, early 90s, I'm not sure when. But used to have happy hour specials, and you could advertise them. So you'd have bars advertising 2-for-1 drinks, 4-to-6. Or ladies' night, free drinks for ladies or something, or whatever, drinks for a penny. And they got rid of those. Now you're allowed to say it's happy hour. Actually, at the time, they changed the law that you could advertise happy hour, but happy hour had to mean you had food. Like a buffet kind of a thing. I'm not sure now people just call it happy hour, even though there's nothing to it. They want to designate alcohol-free parks. I don't think that would upset too many people. They want to crack down on parties and gatherings in college campus areas. Good luck with that. Mandate ethics code training for anyone who makes government decisions about alcohol. Like they don't trust themselves, apparently. On top of that, they want to increase the alcohol tax. This is a lot of moves to rein in alcohol consumption. Increase the alcohol tax. They want to fund and train compliance checks on underage drinking. Repeal a state law that allows children to drink or buy alcohol if they're with a parent or legal guardian. And those people are probably not the problem. In fact, that's legal in Ohio if the management of the bar or restaurant agrees. In Ohio, if you have somebody under 21 and it's okay with the management, you can't make them do it. But if you want to, whatever, your son turned 18, you want to buy him a beer, it is legal in Ohio as long as it's okay with the proprietor. They want to regulate alcohol delivery, which would be like to your house. They want to implement a public awareness campaign, educating people on the connection between drinking and cancer. According to the National County Health Statistics, every county in Wisconsin ranks well above the national average for excessive drinking. I mean, no one comes close to them. So I guess they can't possibly implement all of these things at once, but they feel like they have to do something. So then I thought about, okay, if the drinking is that bad, how do they fare when it comes to drunk driving? And in particular, fatalities in drunk driving. And it turns out it's a problem anywhere it exists, but they don't lead the pack. So maybe some people do take public transportation or they walk. But of all places, Montana has the highest rate of fatalities from drunk driving. Which strikes me as odd because it's a pretty empty state. There aren't many other people to hit. There aren't that many houses to hit. But Montana is number one in drunk driving accidents. Their neighbor, Wyoming, is number two. And again, very few people live there. There aren't that many things to hit. After those two, South Carolina, in fact, is number three. South Dakota is number 4. New Mexico, number 5. Louisiana next. Then Arkansas. Then Alabama. Then North Dakota. Then Alaska. Then Oklahoma. Then Mississippi. And finally, you get down to Wisconsin, which make them about 16th, I think, on the list overall. So even though those people are drinking excessive amounts of alcohol, they don't seem to be killing each other all that dramatically. Ohio, by the way, is well down the list, probably around number 38. Indiana is further down than Ohio. And Kentucky I had, but I breezed right by and couldn't stop. Somewhere middle of the pack, Kentucky would be. So now you know. Problem drinkers, but not problem drinking and driving issues. We have about 8:47 right now. We should check our traffic. Chuck's in charge of that. All right, the latest, sir. What's it doing?
Building through the Laughlin Split again on southbound 75. This from the UC Health Traffic Center. On National Doctors Day, we recognize physicians at UC Health for leading the region in breakthroughs and improving the health of our communities. Just a couple of extra minutes needed as you make your way past the Reagan Highway. Everything clears by the time you get to the lateral, and crews have cleared the wreck on North Bend at Banning. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, weather. A lot of clouds around today, only 48 for a high. Overnight, it clears out, dips down to 31. Tomorrow, clouds build back in. Maybe an isolated afternoon shower, 56 on Saturday, but Sunday, near 60, and we should see a fair amount of sun, and it should be dry. Right now, temp is 36, been there all morning. 700 WOW Beer Dave coming up.
Imagine traveling back in time to our nation's birth and going powdered wig shopping with George Washington and John Adams. That's the kind of patriotic thrill you get listening to me.
Bill Cunningham, today at 12 noon on 700 WLW.
I'm Bill Cunningham, and I approve this message.
This report is sponsored by Discover. Real credit card questions require
700 WLW Studios. Driven by Mike Castrucci Ford in Milford and Alexandria. Visit the largest volume Ford dealer in the tri-state and let them save you time and money. They're number one for a reason. That's Mike Castrucci Ford.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
You're listening to 700 WLW. Also available on 94.5 FM W233BG Cincinnati.
All right. We have ourselves a Friday, and I have my friend Beer Dave on standby. Things to do that might enjoy one of your favorite beverages over the course of the weekend. And, Dave, it's sure good to have you. Let me hold on. You got to bring him up in there. Dave, how's life? What do you know?
Life's good, Mike. How are you?
Off to a flying start, I'll tell you what. And was this your favorite to win the 2022 Cincinnati favorite beer? It was Wiedemann's Bohemian.
I thought it was going to be Moosey from Brink. I really did. We've never had a back-to-back winner. This was the winner last year, so history has been made with Wiedemann's Bohemian Pilsner being the overall winner. And Pilsners are hot right now. It's a big style, and they're growing. People are getting away from IPAs, Mike.
They're finally coming to their senses, realizing they've been lying to themselves all these years. Thank you.
It seems that way, Mike. Pilsners are all over the news today as we're talking about some of these beers coming out.
Well, I'll have to pick up a couple extra Wiedemann's over the weekend and treat my friends and bring them around. So anyway, congratulations to Wiedemann on that. That's big. Then we have our friends at Grainworks who've noticed we have a couple of heroes in this town who go by the name of Joe and named a beer in their honor. In fact, it's a Pilsner.
Correct. And crushing a beer is basically just throwing it back and enjoying it, essentially. And so they've come up with a new beer called Crushing on Joe's, which is their Pilsner release. It's available in cans and on tap at Grainworks up there in Westchester.
And we have the silhouette of a baseball player at the bat and a football player about to throw a ball, which you could suggest would be a Burrow type or a Votto type, but it doesn't say so.
No, you got to pay royalties for that. So
yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Right.
All right,
you
beer.
You want to get close.
Yes, Beer Fest is today and tomorrow. Do you work Do you work Beer Fest, or you just go have a good time?
I just go and have a good time. That's I'm going to be there tonight. Friday night's a nice relaxing session. So is the Saturday during the day. I'm told from a text earlier this morning there are still some tickets available.
There are two sessions today. No, one today and two tomorrow. So 6:30 to 11 is the session today, correct?
Correct. And then noon to 4:30 tomorrow, and then 6:30 to 11 tomorrow night. So tomorrow night's more of the college crowd. During the day, it's more more in our age bracket, Mike.
Yeah. Well, if they did like a Friday 10 to noon, I'd be down there. That'd be pretty laid back, too, I think.
It would.
Taking it easy. Taking it easy. So, yeah, tickets are $70 day of event. Better get your money's worth, that's for sure. All right, where online do you go? CincyBeerFest.com. It's Cincy with a Y. CincyBeerFest.com to get your tickets. And your options are tonight, then tomorrow afternoon, or tomorrow evening. That's a big one. All right, Cartridge Brewing released a bottle, sold out in hours. What is in the bottle, please?
So this is a barrel-aged beer that they really went all out to basically celebrate the Army's 101st Airborne Division, which Kyle Hackbirth, their founder, was a member of this. He'll tell you he learned a lot about opening up a brewery and other life challenges during his time. So they created this barrel-aged beer to celebrate this, and it did. It was gone in hours. And they're going to do a few more of these throughout the year to pay homage to those who have served.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it'd be delicious. I like barrel-aged stuff myself. I want to get out to Cartridge because I still haven't been there. I've been there, but it was too crowded. You couldn't get inside. So we looked inside, then had to leave because it was like a 40-minute wait for a table. So I have to get back there because I passed that place many times on the bike trail while it was, you know, in shambles. And it was great that somebody, you know, they and the developer of the condos or whatever took that place over, did a great job with it. I want to get inside one of these days, so I will. All right, go ahead.
That should be our April commitment, Mike. We need to get there.
All right, I'm committing. Someday I'll do that, but I can't today. It's Rich Wahlberg Day at the banks.
Yeah, I miss that guy. He was a good guy.
He was. All right, Mad Tree, what do they have? Rounding Third. It's an annual. It's back. Rounding Third, and is the other one, Tree Search, new?
Yeah, the Tree Search is new. It's commemorating the new location downtown there on Vine Street, which that's another place if you haven't been. It's really, really nice. And they brewed this for that. This is a really nice hazy IPA. I did have this one when I was down there. And the Rounding Third is their annual spring release for the Reds, and it's a red IPA. So we've got two IPAs to compete the two Pilsners, I guess, balancing it out.
Good times, good times. All right, then, lastly, we have Bad Tom Smith. You know, I haven't been there since it was down Eastern Avenue? Where was that?
Yeah, we're by Terry's Turf Club in that little shack.
Yeah, that's the last time I was there. Of course, they moved some time ago. They're on Madison, but I've not been to the new place. What are they offering right now?
So they have opened up a beer garden in the courtyard area. This is an old Fifth Third Bank right there on Madison Road. This is a really cool setup. And these beers, they're turning out some really nice beers. And they're also getting into the distilling. They've got some of their own spirits available, too. So now that spring's breaking, I recommend this as a visit as well and get a chance to